Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1393, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, in case you're wondering about my background and my credentials, definitely check out a Q&A episode from earlier this month. That's where I went into more details about all of that stuff. But I want to keep this intro nice and short, so let's jump right in and hear today's audio question as we optimize your life.
Hey, Dr. Neil, this is Sarah. Love listening to your show. Thank you for sharing all this information. It has really helped me live a healthier life. I just listened to episode 1323, and it got me wondering. I often use the air fryer to cook frozen vegetables. Is that saving some nutrients, or is it still best to boil in water? Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for your audio question, Sarah. I'm so glad you find the show helpful. And of course, thank you so much for your kind words. Now, I wasn't sure whether an air fryer would actually catch on. It wasn't until the last holiday season that I realized air fryers were a real phenomenon. Multiple family members listed an air fryer on their holiday wish lists. Now, since then, I've heard numerous stories of people using their air fryers for cooking everything, from the usual French fries and mozzarella sticks, to vegetables, as you mentioned, Sarah, and even cooking up chicken from scratch. So, are there any health benefits to using an air fryer as your main cooking appliance? The bottom line? It depends. Now, before I get into that, I need to describe what an air fryer is and what it does. Now, an air fryer is designed to be a healthier alternative to deep frying. Instead of submerging food in oil and cooking it that way, which is deep frying, an air fryer works by circulating hot air around the food, which cooks it, kind of like a convection oven. Now, in case you're wondering, this hot air is around 400 degrees Fahrenheit, or around 204 degrees centigrade. Now, you can brush some oil on the food, but you don't have to. Either way, the hot air will cook the food from the outside first, while keeping the inside moist, just like it would when you're deep frying something. Now, there is a basket at the bottom to catch any grease or oil that drips off, but in the end, the air fryer is designed to provide a similar texture and flavor to deep fried foods. But since oil is optional when using an air fryer, you don't get all of those extra fats and calories. So, if watching calories and total fat is important, then yes, an air fryer would be a healthier option. But what about preserving nutrients? Unfortunately, when it comes to actual research on air fryers, there isn't a whole lot out there, yet at least. I imagine that we'll see more published studies as time goes on. So, as I answer your question, Sarah, please know that this is based on my best guess at this point. Based on previously published research looking at nutrient preservation when cooking vegetables, we find that high heat usually leads to a loss of nutrients, especially antioxidants. So, when cooking vegetables at 400 degrees Fahrenheit or 204 degrees centigrade as you would in an air fryer, it's basically a given that nutrients will be lost. But I would guess that the amount of nutrients lost would be the same as if you roasted the vegetables in an oven. Now, if you were to cook vegetables in water or in the oven using a roasting pan, you might be able to recapture some of those lost nutrients. This is because when heated, some of the nutrients start to leave the vegetables and get into the surrounding liquid. I'll give you an example. Say you're cooking some organically grown frozen broccoli in boiling water. After the broccoli has finished cooking, I would save the water you just used to cook the broccoli and repurpose it somehow. You could use the leftover water to make a soup or stew. You could use it to boil your pasta. This is because some of those lost nutrients that leached out of the broccoli likely ended up in the boiling water. If you're roasting vegetables in the oven and using a roasting pan, save those pan drippings and add them to another dish, or drizzle it on top of the vegetables. When it comes to the best way to preserve nutrients when cooking frozen vegetables, it turns out steaming them seems to be the best option. So, Sarah, my best guess based on previously published research is that air frying frozen vegetables will probably lead to a loss of a decent amount of nutrients, particularly antioxidants. Now, this doesn't mean that using an air fryer to cook frozen vegetables is completely off limits. It just reminds us that consuming a variety of vegetables using a variety of cooking methods, raw, boiled, steamed, roasted, and yes, even air fried, would be most beneficial for our health. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Sarah. Answering listeners' questions is one of my favorite parts of the show. So if you want to have your question answered right here on the show, send one in. You can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com, or if you want your voice on an episode, just like Sarah did, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you could even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great start to your Father's Day weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.